Hi, I'm Gayatri.
And I'm Steph, and welcome to Sunshine and Rainbows. In this episode, we talk about being vulnerable and that it's safe to be vulnerable.
We also talk a lot about the inner child, how to tune into your inner child, parenting him or her, and how to create a safe space where you can connect. We hope you enjoy it. Hi, everyone. How are you doing today?
How are you doing today? Hello. That sounded very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Very awesome.
Professional. Professional.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes, that is me. I'm probably the most professional person you know.
Oh, my God. No. Nope.
So we were just meditating before we started.
Yeah.
And all I could think about was a Beyond Burger and sweet potato fries.
I love it. You started to talk and I thought you were going to say something like profound or something about the meditation. You're like, all I could think about right now is a Beyond Burger and sweet potato fries.
So yeah.
Which is a really good example of how your mind can wander when you're trying to to do meditations. Yeah. And it's totally okay. Just tell yourself you're going to have that Beyond Burger and sweet potato fries and go back to your meditation.
Yeah, you're going to have it. Just don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You don't need to think about it.
It's coming.
You're going to get it and then you don't have to think about it anymore.
You're going to be so happy when you eat that tonight.
Well, I don't know. Am I? I mean, I feel like the anticipation is sometimes more exciting than the actual meal.
Maybe.
You know?
Not with sweet potato fries.
Oh, the sweet potato fries are so good.
I know.
I really like them.
Yeah.
I had some last night. But this week is a little bit of an emotional eating week for me.
Yeah. Me too, apparently.
I've eaten a lot of sweet potato fries and ice cream. You know, I had an interesting realization the other day. So yeah. I'm leaving for Mexico. I'm going away for a few months down to Mexico. And I'm a nomad, and I love exploring the world and going on adventures and living in different countries. And so I'm super excited, but I always kind of get a little anxious before I leave because I don't have a home base. Like, I don't have a physical home. And so I have this suitcase, which Steph has offered to hold on to for me.
Yes.
A very big suitcase, which is leopard print. It was my mom's. So her. Like,
but I love that you would never miss it coming off of the thing in the airport.
Never.
No.
It's you will never lose the suitcase. or I won't, you know, and it's just amazing. Anyways, so I was thinking about it and I was like, why do I get so anxious like the week before I leave for one of these trips? And it's like, I feel like this anxiety, and it's not about leaving for the trip. It's literally about putting my belongings, like storing my belongings and worrying about if these belongings will fit in the suitcase or fit in the storage unit or whatever. But that's the concern. And I was like, why is this making me so anxious? Because it's not logical. It's like I could easily just throw away something or I could ship it to someone. You know, it's not logical. And so I was on the phone with my friend and she was kind of helping me think about, like, feel through this and figure it out. And I was like, oh my God, it's all of a sudden I got really emotional. And I know I'm tapping into the truth of something when I all of a sudden I feel those emotions. It's like, oh, I know what it is. You know, it's like a epiphany kind of. I also created a new word today. It's called epiphanize.
I like it.
Yeah. So I epiphanized the other day.
There you go.
Anyways, so my epiphany was that whenever I would travel when my mom was alive, I always had her home. Like I always had somewhere to put my stuff. Yeah. Always had somewhere to leave things, you know? And ever since she passed away, I haven't had that. And since then is when I was getting this anxiety. So like my inner child, I think it was just like a layer of grief coming up, like a little bubble of grief and like feeling like I don't have a home and that kind of stuff. But it was all around her death. like her not being here anymore. It was fascinating because I was just like, oh my God, that makes so much sense now. Because before I didn't understand why, I just knew I was feeling all this anxiety the week before I would leave. So it was really cool. It's like a really cool moment to like get that.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, now I can just understand why that anxiety is coming up and like actually comfort my inner child. It's like, I think it's, I don't know, I love having those moments where you figure out like what's triggering you.
Absolutely.
And then you can like work with it. It's like that awareness is like, it's amazing.
It is good to figure that out.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just get emotional over something and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
But then it like taps into something and you're like, ooh, like that's me this whole week.
Yeah. Steph is going through some stuff.
Apparently, everything likes to happen in 1 week for me. I don't really understand. Maybe my soul's like, I'm just going to get it all over with at the same time. I don't like to space things out in my life for some reason. It's just like, bam, everything at once. And then it dissipates.
Yeah. Well, do you want it to be like that still?
You know, that's a very good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it better to space it out so that you have time to process everything or just get it all over with at once?
Yeah. Do you want a massive shit show and then you have a couple months of relaxing? Or do you want little shit shows?
It's a very, very good question. I don't know the answer at the moment, but I'm going to think about that.
Or you could order some shit shows with Ease and Grace, maybe.
Ease and Grace would be really good.
Maybe not a shit show. Maybe that's a little extreme.
Yeah, no, I don't really want that.
We don't want shit shows.
Check the explicit box.
Yep. Done and done. It's always me who does it, too. You never swear. I'm like the queen of swearing.
Well, that's because I'm used to being with Chloe all the time. Today in the car, I got really upset about something and I went, fuck. And then I was like, ooh.
What did she do?
I turned around and she literally has a grin from ear to ear. Like she was just let in on the biggest secret that she could ever possibly be let in on. Like it was like just straight joy.
Oh my gosh.
And I turned around and she was like, I go, don't repeat that. She goes, I know, mommy, I know.
Oh my God. That's so cute. I love it.
The smile was priceless. She went like this. She put her little hand over her mouth. That's so cute.
Hashtag rebel mom.
Oh, I didn't mean to. It came out, but.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes an F-bomb.
I'm pretty good about it. Today, I just, yeah. It wasn't necessary.
It wasn't happening.
I couldn't.
It was all happening.
Yeah. It was everything at once. And I just said it and I was like, whoops.
Whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think my dad ever swore. I don't think I ever have heard him.
Really?
Ever heard him swear. Yeah, he was very proper. You
actually,
know proper.
I don't know that I've ever heard my dad swear either.
Really?
But my mom used to just drop F-bombs like literally,
right.
Yeah, all day, every day. So funny.
Oh my God.
I thought it was hilarious because she didn't remind me of that person who would swear a lot. And then all of a sudden.
Like it came out of her mouth.
Like, yeah, she'd be like, fuck this. And I'm like, whoa, mom. Like it was
That's like Chloe and you. That's cute.
I think I've only done it twice in front of her. So it's not, I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Anyway.
I bet you it's more than twice.
Maybe.
I think you might be underestimating.
Oh, God. So funny.
Anyways, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a week.
A week? Oh, it's been a week. I thought you were saying.
Actually, I haven't made it through yet. So once after Monday, it'll have been a week. I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Right now, it's the anticipation of what's coming.
Yeah.
For those of you out there, so Saturday will be 15 years since my mom passed away, which it's hitting me extra hard this year.
That's a big one.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
So there's that mixed in with a few other things that are sad, and it's just all at once.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving.
With you leaving to go to Mexico, which makes me sad. I don't want to cry. Makes me sad just thinking about it. Because I love when you're in LA, but I'm also super happy for you. Anyway.
Yeah. There's a lot happening.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's like just so important to just be gentle with ourselves. I always say that, but it's like, you know,
so
sometimes
true.
You're going to feel these big emotions, especially at your parents' anniversary, you know, like that's a big thing. And it's, I mean, I think it's important to feel that.
I think so too. Most years, I think I've stuffed it down.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to feel it.
Yeah.
But I'm trying this year to let myself.
Good for you.
Because then when you stuff it down, it manifests in different ways, physically and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. And I've learned that the hard way. So instead of stuffing it all away, I'm going to let myself get sad if I get sad. I'm going to let myself cry if I want to cry. And I'll make it through Saturday and then it'll be over.
Yeah.
Till next year.
And every year is so different.
It is. I think that because 15 is like a big one, it feels bigger to me for some reason.
Yeah.
But also because I think I've been doing, we do so much healing work. So I'm more in touch with my emotions than I ever have been.
Yeah.
So I think there's that too.
Yeah. And you're doing inner child stuff.
Yeah. So on top of that, I decided to sign up for a class all about the inner child and healing stuff, and trauma. And I don't really understand why it happened this week, but I guess there's a reason.
It's all perfect, right?
Oh, God.
But yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Like, even just signing up for that class without all the other stuff that's happening this week, it's like, even just signing up for that class, you would most likely have an emotional 10 days or however long the class is.
Yeah, because they're bringing up all sorts of trauma, things that have happened in childhood and all throughout your lives and your healing. And it's like, whoa.
It's deep work.
And I thought it was a good idea. I mean, it is a good idea, but oh.
Yeah.
It's just funny. Maybe the class will support me going through this week. Who knows?
Probably. You're held. I mean, you're always held, but you're also in like a...
in a group.
Yeah.
Like a retreat almost. It feels like a retreat.
Yeah. So there's energy there for you and support around you, you know?
Yeah.
And also, I mean, you could also share that in the group or something, you know, because then you could get some support from external, you know, from other people.
That's very true.
It's like being vulnerable. Her eyes are really big. She's like, what? I have to be vulnerable? No, you don't have to be. Just an idea.
I'm not so good at sharing in a group setting like that. Like, it, you know, it's like a group Facebook format.
Yeah.
And it's, the people seem wonderful.
Oh my God,
and
I'm sure.
Incredible and loving and nurturing. But we'll see if I
put yourself out. I mean, you are doing a podcast right now. It's like, that's the ultimate. You're putting yourself out there.
Very true.
The interwebs.
Yeah. So my new story is it's okay to be vulnerable.
Yeah. It's beautiful to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Vulnerability is a gift. That is one of my affirmations. And because I used to think that, you know, being vulnerable with others, it's like I couldn't show my emotions because I had to be the strong one, you know, comes from childhood, always having to be the one who has everything, you know, taking care of everyone else.
Yeah.
So like you don't have any space for, or I didn't have any space for me to feel my emotions because I was worried about my mom and whatnot, you know? And so, yeah, it's like realizing that it's okay to be vulnerable, and you being vulnerable is a gift to whoever you're being vulnerable with.
It's true because you trust them.
Yeah. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's not a burden. You know, I think for me, it's like I used to think that, like if I was vulnerable with someone, it was more like me being a burden to them.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of me actually opening up and giving them a gift of myself. Because I mean, you think about when other people are vulnerable with you, how beautiful it is. And vulnerability, I think, is different from like, what am I trying to, like vulnerability is different from crying for attention, I guess. You know, there's a
difference. Or like dumping on people. Is that what you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Emotional dumping. Is that
So there's a difference between the two.
Yeah.
But beautiful, like vulnerability is like when you witness it, it's just stunningly beautiful, I think.
It really is.
No. So maybe thinking about this, taking a moment today or this week to think about how can you be more vulnerable? Are you being vulnerable with those you love? Or how could you be more vulnerable? Blah, 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 blah. It's hard to say that word. Mm. Vulnerable with others, you know?
Yeah.
Just something to think about.
It's true. I've never, you know, I know we've talked about this before, but even starting the podcast was such a big deal.
Yeah.
Like we did so many healings to get ourselves to actually, do you remember we were about to push a button? We're like, we could do it. Because it's being vulnerable in front of people.
Yeah, totally.
So it's scary. So if there are people out there that feel scared, we get it.
Well, it's because you're exposing your heart.
Yeah.
You know, and that is scary because it can get smushed. And it has gotten smushed in the past.
And I think during those times, it's also really important to just tell yourself, your inner child, how much you love her and that you're always there for her. So even if you're vulnerable with someone and maybe you might not get the answer that you wanted or, you know, whatever it is, because we don't know how other people are going to react, because that's, and however they react is not a reflection on us.
Yeah.
It's just whatever they're going through at the moment. But to tell your inner child that no matter what, you're always there for her and you will always love her.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what other people say or do, you know, you're there.
Cause that's the most important thing is that you are there for your inner child.
Yeah.
That's all he or she needs.
Yeah.
It's you, not anyone else. And once you figure that out, that you're like the missing key, it's like amazing because then you're not looking outside of yourself to find the love that you so desire or the attention or the approval. You know, it's all within you and you're the one who has the power to give it to you. You don't need to ask any to get it from anywhere else.
Isn't that amazing?
It's I think it's life-changing. Because I think we sometimes think that, or we sometimes become dependent on someone else to give us things, to give us these things, you know, these needs.
Yeah.
When you actually can give it all to yourself. And then you can just have fun with other people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you can give your child what it needs, your inner child what it needs, he or she needs, then you and your friends, you and your partners, you and your parents, you know, you and whoever, any of your relationships can just enjoy each other's company.
It's so true because you don't need anything from that relationship.
Yeah. You're just enjoying each other.
And I think it's easier to not become attached as well because you're fulfilling all of your own needs. So you're not going to attach to other people so that you can get those needs fulfilled through other people.
Oh my God. Exactly. Exactly. It's amazing.
It really is.
Hallelujah.
I love it. Have we ever talked about the little room that you helped me make for my inner child?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
This might
help. Wait, no, I don't remember.
I feel like this would help people.
Why don't you talk a little bit about it?
So I'm trying to think of that day. I remember you gave, that was a day that we had to stop in the middle of the podcast.
Yes.
Because I got triggered and we don't do that very often. We usually just record and just go straight and that's it.
Yeah.
But that day I got seriously triggered by something and it brought me back to, I think when I was a kid and my mom was sick, I want to say,
yes.
Because she had diabetes when I was growing up. So there were a lot of times in my life when she was sick and she would be in the hospital and then she would come back out. So I think it triggered something. I don't remember what we were talking about.
I don't remember either.
I guess that's good.
Yeah, I know. That was good.
Yeah. And I had to stop for a minute. And I was like, I just need to pause for a second. And then Gayatri was kind enough to give me a healing. And Gayatri gives the best inner child healings ever.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And I'm trying to think. Oh, we were connecting with my inner child. And she asked me where I go when I want to connect with my inner child or to check in. And I was like, well, I don't know where I should go. And she told me to make a room in my heart where my inner child can sit and then to decorate it however I wanted. So of course my inner child picked like hot pink and sparkles.
I know. It was funny because I know you, but I know you so well.
Yeah.
So I was like helping you design it at the beginning.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, and there's fluffy pillows.
Yeah, totally. The fake fur, like fluffy, amazing pillows. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to have a room like that.
Oh my gosh. You already do, darling.
Yeah, but it's Chloe's stuff. But isn't that funny how that worked out?
Oh my gosh. It's so
yeah,
funny.
If you saw it, it's, yeah.
Her room is filled with rainbows and sparkles.
Yes, it's all Chloe's.
That's how I knew.
Yeah. And crystals.
Lots of crystals.
Anyway, but yeah, and it was really helpful to have this room where I could go to connect with my inner child, to check in when I needed to, and to parent, you know, to parent our inner child. It just helped me to be able to like visualize myself, you know, in my heart chakra, like opening up the little door and going into the room and being able to, you know, check in there.
Yeah. It's cool because I guess it's a really nice visual because you just know that your inner child is happy there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, he or she has everything that they love.
Yeah.
And they get to design it.
Yeah.
You know, they get to create this little room. And I really love the window. Like, there's always I tell clients that there's a window in the front of the heart chakra that they can look out and like observe what's happening in the world, but like just for fun. Like, they don't need to control anything. They're not involved in the decision-making process. You know, like, they don't have any of the pressure, but they can just watch and observe what's happening. Yeah. Or they can close the curtain. You know, they have a curtain that closes over that window.
Yeah.
So if they're feeling too vulnerable or scared, they can close the curtain and just be safe in their little room.
I love
that. In their heart. Me too.
I love it.
Yeah.
So if you were going to design a little space for your inner child, what would you do? You know, would you have your favorite, if you had a favorite doll as a kid? I had a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Me too.
You did?
I love Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh, I loved him so much.
I had a preemie.
You did? Yeah. Oh, I had one of those too.
Yeah.
But then I had one named Carl Newton, and I don't even know where the name came from.
Usually they're on their birth certificates.
Oh, maybe I didn't choose the name.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I had another one, Samantha, and the two of them, I literally could not go anywhere without these two dolls.
Oh, that's really
I could
cute.
Not go anywhere without them. So I just imagine that my inner child has them.
I love
I can't
that.
Believe I'm actually sharing
No, this. That's like the cutest thing ever. I love that. And it's like probably everyone has
a favorite doll or stuffed animal.
I love
dolls.
Or
a blanket. A lot of people had like blankets as kids that they couldn't sleep without.
I still have mine.
Do you?
Yeah. My blankie.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, not traveling with it, but I don't walk around with it dragging on the ground.
Is it in your storage?
It's in my storage.
But
us
yeah.
in our storage facilities. Oh my gosh. Storage units are us. Yeah.
We're keeping them in business.
My friend Teresa and I, I moved a lot and she would help me a lot. And we were like, we should open up a moving company and call it the Happy Movers. Cause we always had so much fun.
Aw,
like we would just always have fun moving. It was a workout, but we always had fun. We always be smiling and it was cool.
Yeah.
We never opened that company, but it would have been cool.
I like the name.
No, but I think with going back to the inner child, I think it's really nice to have that room and then also to have what your inner child loves.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you forget what you as a child loved.
Yeah.
So it's like you can tap in and tune into your inner child and ask them. For me, like, it's actually like a conversation and it's surprising when it comes out because you could be like, I could ask you like, what is your inner child want to play with right now? And you could just automatically answer, oh, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, or you could ask and be like, what do you want to play with? And she might say something like that you hadn't even thought of. Like, it comes from deep in your subconscious, I think.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
I think a lot of parents have fun with that with kids because it's like you can relive that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's making your inner child happy too.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when Chloe was born and I couldn't wait to take her to Sesame Place because that was my favorite place when I was a kid.
Aww.
And then we ended up having a season pass and we would just drive to Pennsylvania all the time, which wasn't a quick, I mean, it wasn't quick from Connecticut, but it was so worth it.
That's so cute.
But I'm pretty sure I had as much fun as she did.
Yeah. I was thinking about the other day that people, like adults who have kids, the kids help them tap into their inner child.
Absolutely.
And I was like, well, I don't need a kid to tap into my inner child.
No, you don't. Nope, you do not.
But we so easily
have that down pat.
Yeah, inner child, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like the fun and the play and the
whatever.
But it's so easy as adults to get into the adult, like quote-unquote adult.
Yeah, you feel like you have to act like a grown-up. I felt like that for so long. And then I was like, you know what, for what? Like, I can go have fun. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I don't have to. I can be –
enjoy.
Enjoy the inner child in me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It's fun. And you know, it doesn't have to be going to an amusement park. Like, it could be anything that makes you happy. It could be a walk on the beach. It could be a drive in the car with the sunroof down and the music blasting. I love that one. It could be anything that brings you joy.
Yeah. I had this one. One of our teachers was, I think she was teaching the inner child during a workshop. And she gave the example of this guy, older gentleman, who like she had been doing an exercise and she asked the audience to tap into their inner child and find out like what they wanted. Like, what did the inner child want or desire right now?
Yeah.
And this man, he said, the inner child wanted a Ferrari. And he was asking the teachers, like, but like, I don't understand. Like, I can't give my inner child a Ferrari. Like, that's not possible, you know, like, but he really wants one. And so she's like, okay, well, what can you give your inner child? Can you give your inner child a little toy Ferrari? Can you go to the Ferrari dealership and test drive a Ferrari? Can you even just go look at a Ferrari? You know, it's like these, it's really, I just got the chills. It's really like so simple.
Yeah.
The inner child doesn't need the Ferrari, but he needs to know that his parent is listening, you know? And yeah. So just even just buying a toy Ferrari and playing with that or having it on his desk. You know, it's like it would make his inner child happy.
That's so cute.
Yeah. I love that example. It's just like so simple.
Yeah.
You think it's like, and I did that once because my dream car is a Jeep Wrangler. And I was working with my inner child at this point in my life. And I was like, oh, my inner child really wants a Jeep Wrangler. So I just went and test drove it. And it was so much fun.
Did you love it? I was so happy.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
But my inner child really loved it, you know.
Yeah.
But then the dealership kept calling me and I was like, I was like, dude, I'm not buying a car. I was just test driving it. That was funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, there's so many little things that you can do to, I don't know, to just recognize yourself and what makes you happy.
And knowing that you're worth it.
Yeah.
Knowing, you know, we always, I think, especially as parents, like you put your needs aside a lot. So just knowing that it's okay to make yourself happy too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very important, actually.
Yeah,
it is important.
It's, yeah.
So do things, whether you're a parent or not, it doesn't matter. Just do things that make you happy, you know, and bring you joy.
Yeah.
And really honor that because you're worth it.
You're totally worth it. And I think sometimes people think that it's going to take too long. Like, I don't have time to do that.
Yeah, they don't have time.
I don't have time. But literally with the inner child, it takes less than 5 minutes.
For sure. Sometimes even a minute, if that's like, all you have.
Yeah. It's so quick.
Just like, what do I need right now?
Yeah.
You're feeling like your emotions are getting out of control or like you said, emotional eating, I feel like a lot of times.
Yeah.
That's a check-in.
Yep.
Shopping, whatever it is.
Shopping. But it's so true. You know, whatever your thing is, right? At first I thought you were saying that shopping was good for your inner child.
No.
I was like, wait, what? I mean, maybe.
I wish.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Well, like, I don't know, guys. Just think about these things this week.
It just reminded me of what I said earlier with the shopping.
Oh, yes.
Gayatri asked me if I got a new computer yet because I've been needing one forever. Like my other one's just shot and I can't even get the CD out that's stuck in it. It's a very important CD to me from my childhood, but it's just stuck in the computer. So
oh man.
Clearly time.
Oh man.
And what did I say? I said, no, I haven't. I keep spending my computer money on clothes and crystals.
I keep spending my computer money on clothes and crystals.
So yeah. That's a problem.
That's amazing.
So
#priorities. Perfect.
Yes.
Well, on that note, you guys, we hope you have an amazing week.
Yes. Do something fun that you love to do, something that just makes you so, so happy.
Yeah. And check in with your inner child, perhaps, and think about vulnerability, perhaps.
Perhaps.
I have two things for you.
And have a great week. And we'll talk to you next week.
Sending you lots of love.
Lots and lots of love. Bye.
Bye.